This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The trial of Saddam Hussein opened today in Baghdad. It's been nearly 2 years since he was found by U.S. troops hiding in a hole near Tikrit. The former Iraqi dictator faces charges of crimes against humanity for ordering a mass killing of Shiite men in 1982. The session is being held under extremely tight security in Baghdad's Green Zone. Saddam and seven others on trial face the death penalty by hanging if convicted. NPR's Anne Garrels is in the Green Zone, and she joins me now. And tight security, tense atmosphere, it sounds like a familiar script in Baghdad.
Yes, but nothing. We've seldom seen anything like this. Anybody who went into the courthouse today could only go in with their basically the clothes on them. They couldn't take in any electronics, cell phones, computers. They couldn't even bring in pens, papers, their own wallet. Saddam Hussein was the last of the eight defendants to go into the courtroom this morning. It was somewhat delayed, and he went asked by the judge his name, he refused to give it. He said, "I am president of the country and I refuse to acknowledge the legitimacy of this court." There's been a big problem in terms of getting information out of the courthouse because those observers who were there are locked inside. The broadcast, which has been delayed by at least 20 minutes, and there are real technical problems. Until the last minute, the Iraqi tribunal had made almost no arrangements for the broadcast, and there are, as I say, serious technical problems.
And outline for us, please, the charges that Saddam and the others are facing.
Well, Saddam, his half-brother who was head of Iraqi intelligence, his vice president, and the former chief of Hussein's revolutionary court, as well as four Ba'ath party members in the town of Jujail, they are accused of basically collective punishment. In 1982, after a botched assassination attempt on Saddam, Saddam is believed to have ordered, and the prosecution says it has the goods. He is alleged to have ordered the mass punishment of people in the town of Jujail. 143 were subsequent men were executed eventually, but hundreds and hundreds more, women, children, anyone who was believed to be opposed to the regime, were sent to detention camps for several years, sent to other prisons.
Now, there has been criticism from international rights groups about the independence of this special tribunal and this trial, which is being televised, and whether Saddam can get a fair trial. What's the argument there?
Well, on the one hand, the Iraqis wanted an Iraqi tribunal. They wanted to run it themselves. The U.S. went along with it. But the U.S. has been behind the scenes organizing, guiding, funding this tribunal, which has led to some questions about its independence. Also, there's some question about the competence of an Iraqi court to deal with such a massive undertaking. And there are some laws in Iraq that have human rights activists extremely concerned, including one that basically says judges don't have to, they can decide if they're satisfied. It does not have to be evidence beyond reasonable doubt.
And thanks very much. And we will, of course, continue covering this trial. NPR's Anne Garrels at the trial of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad's Green Zone. You can read how Saddam's trial will be conducted at npr.org.